Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Tuesday, July 3rd, 2012. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Well, hey, another up day in the market, right? That's the bottom line. Here we are, the day before the 4th of July. You know what they say? Never short a dull tape, especially at or near the beginning of the month, quarter end, that sort of thing. Major holidays, you know, when the market tends to do well, especially with folks, you know, getting out of town, getting out of Dodge, you know, losing some traders in the market. Well, it's another nice rally today, as the market closed early today for the 4th of July holiday. Isn't it great? This is a good time of year. You know, I think I said earlier that I decided to take this week off. It's my own summer vacation just for a week. I've kind of did the same thing between Christmas and New Year's the last year anyways. I kind of like it. It's a nice break. I've just been exercising, riding my bike, and working out, and watching TV, and doing some fun stuff. But the market's still open. At least it has been until today. So what was the reason du jour for the market rally? Well, the May factory orders. That's right. It came in at 0.7%, which is higher than the 0.1% percent consensus, right? That was it. That's all it took. Woohoo! May factory orders. And that comes upon, well, after yesterday's numbers, the ISM, the supply management numbers, which came in underwhelming, right? Of course, it didn't really seem to affect the market yesterday. So it seems like we're in a period of the market where there's some bullishness. There's underlying bullishness. Anytime we get any kind of sell-off, like early yesterday after the factory orders, I mean, after the ISM number, the market sold off, right? But it was immediately bought up, and we had a little bit of a mixtape yesterday. Today, we get the factory orders that came in, and they were higher than expected, and it was bought up. I need to put this on pause while I take care of the dog. Okay, I'm back. Well, she's kind of funny. She's been quiet all day. Hasn't been doing nothing, and then just the last, ever since I was on the computer, she started barking. But she's not barking at me. She's just barking at whatever. I don't know. Anyways, so let's talk about emotions and motions. You know, Mark Holbert from MarketWatch.com had a column up today about too much bullishness in the market now, using whatever his proprietary indicator is. Worth a read because, you know, sentiment never... the market never turns on a dime based on the sentiment numbers, but it always seems that whenever we're at a market turn, especially a major market turn, that the sentiment numbers are kind of at extreme readings, right? So take a look. There's a lot of bulls out there, just saying. So what's on the slope of hope? Thursday, which is in 2 days, will the European Central Bank cut interest rates? Folks are kind of thinking that there's going to be some kind of stimulus in Europe that'll get them off the schneid. Then, of course, today the factory orders coming in higher than projected. But what's on the wall of worry? Remember the other day how oil prices were coming down and it looked like nobody was ever going to use oil or gasoline again? Well, it's been on a tear the last few days. The price of oil climbed more than 4% today after Iran threatened to block a critical Persian Gulf shipping route. And, of course, you always heard about the embargo on Iranian oil as well, right? Because the whole nuclear program going on in Iran. So, remember the other day I also talked about, we're just an exploding bus away from things going to heck in a handbasket over in the Middle East and oil prices going up, right? And if the economic numbers are true and, you know, if they are slowly getting better, then demand for oil will increase as well, so... especially if the European stimulus is successful. So kind of interesting watching a couple of the stocks I follow. I actually own Exxon, but Chevron as well. You know, those stocks, just, what is it, like a week or so ago? Let me go to my stock trading software. It just seemed like it wasn't that long ago. Those stocks looked like they were dead in the water, right? Let me take a look at Exxon here. I mean, you look at June 4th, of course, the market didn't look that good, but it was at right around $78 a share, right, plus or minus a few pennies. And I'm looking at Exxon, and now it's at what, over 85, right? that's just in a month. And actually, even if you go to mid to late June, let me find out what day this is. This is the June 25th, the low of the day was $79.78. And from there, it's gone up just crazy, right? Just the last, what, 5 trading days, 6 trading sessions? So, it doesn't take much to get oil moving. And I think because it is one of those commodities that it doesn't take much to get it going. I mean, economically, we're kind of really close to using that last barrel of oil pumped every day. So as long as we're close to that, even within shouting distance, we're always susceptible to more, more economic growth or some kind of turmoil in the Middle East. So I will probably always have some kind of oil holding in my portfolio, just because I've been through too many oil shocks in my lifetime to, and I've seen stocks and oil go up like crazy. So I think it's just something I may, kind of shift around and reallocate here and there, but I'm probably always going to have oil. But anyways, I think that's on the wall of worry because, just when you get excited about lower fuel prices, well, guess what? They're going to go up again. I mean, you're probably in time for your drive tomorrow if you're going to a barbecue. Let's take a look at the indexes. Speaking of oil was up 4.5% today to 87.50 a barrel. Let's see. The S&P 500 is now at 1374, the Nasdaq at 2976, the Dow 12,943, getting close to 13,000 again. The 10-year bond still fairly low, right? 1.63%, and it was up 3.23% today too. Gold is up good today too, $21 an ounce. So I would take a look at the market technicals, and I'm not going to talk too much about technicals. I know a lot of folks love technicals, and I like technicals too, but most of the indexes now are trading above the 50-day moving average. But I want to look at a couple of them that I follow closely for trading signals, and one of them is the QQQ, the NASDAQ 100, because if you take a look at it, and I think this is yesterday's number. I don't know if I have today's number. No, it looks like it's today's number. If you take a look at today's number and you take a look at the numbers on June 20th, right about the same, right? Right about the same. So we haven't really taken out that number, or if we have, it's only by a few pennies, but we're right about there. We are above the 50-day moving average, and that number was above the 50-day moving average as well, I mean. But anyways, if you think of that as kind of a temporary top, although the market top was basically at the beginning of April, right? At least in the QQQ. So, and the bottom is, I should do a Fibonacci retracement there, huh? Yeah. Let's see. And the bottom was on June 4th. So, but anyways, do you take a look at the QQQ and you see it's kind of in a, looks like it could be near a, if it's going to make a top right here, we'll see. Could go higher, who knows? The other one is a semiconductor index, SMH. SMH is similar to the Qs. I mean, it actually hasn't gone above the June 20th highs. It came close on the 29th. And it's barely above the 50-day moving average. So those are the two. Because those are the excitable indexes, right? Those are the ones that tend to outperform or underperform in any given stretch. And the fact that actually, if you could take a look at the spiders are actually outperforming. They're at a new high, and the QQQ is not, which is kind of interesting, right? You figured that the QQQ should be leading or the SMH should be leading, but the spiders are making new highs here. So I don't know, just something kind of curious. Anyways, that's all I have to say about that. I'll be honest with you, I don't want to say tuned out, but I'm not doing much this summer. And every time you read my blog or listen to a podcast, you'll know I say that I'm not doing much. I'm still mostly in cash or low beta stuff, and that's true. Low beta stuff near new highs, if not at new highs. Utilities and high dividend stocks, that kind of stuff. They're all pretty much near their yearly 52-week highs. They're doing really well in this environment. So, and I'm staying there, and also cash. Cash is doing nothing. Zilch, nothing, not even making any interest right now. So it is what it is, but I think the market's in a trading range. I think we'll be down. I mean, you take a look at those June 4th lows, and let's see what index. I'm looking at the QQQ. Just keep an eye on there. We're going to get close to that again, I think. And right below, I'm looking at is that the 200-day moving average? See how it's coming up, coming up, coming up? It's the 200-day moving average is almost at the June 4th low. So it'd be interesting if it goes down and touches the 200-day moving average, which coincidentally would be right near the June 4th lows. We'll see. I get too hung up on that. Things always come within a few percentage points, and if you wait for exact numbers, at least that doesn't work out for me. Companies in the news. Not too much today. Keeping it light. Chesapeake Energy. And Encana. The Justice Department are looking into them, those companies, for possible collusion. So in 2010, the question is, in 2010, do those companies, did the executives of those companies try to avoid bidding against each other in Michigan land deals? So Michigan, well, actually, Chesapeake goes up 3.4% today, surprisingly. But Chesapeake is a company that I've traded before, and I always like trading it. I don't know why. Just for a while, it seemed like I had a read on it. But whenever a company gets into trouble with their CEOs or DOJ investigations, I don't like to invest them anymore. I don't even like to. I mean, I'm following it, but to me, it's like a crapshoot because you never know when there's going to be some kind of comment made that has nothing to do with their business. That just has to be, whatever the Justice Department's doing. Is somebody going to go to jail? What's the company hiding? And you kind of worry about, what kind of scam is there? Any kind of scams going on here? So, I'm not trading it. I'm not even looking at it as a purchase. I do watch it just for interest, just because it's in the news and it's one a stock I follow. But I don't know. I'm not going to trade it. Not going to trade it no more. News today. Did you see Andy Griffith passed away? 86 years old. Who didn't like the Andy Griffith show? I was thinking this week I'm off, right? And as a kid, what'd you do when you're off, right? You watch old reruns. That was one of the reruns I used to like to watch, Andy Griffith Show. Some great comedic actors on there, right? Don Knotts, Andy Griffith himself, Aunt B. Opie, even Gomer Pyle for a little bit, right? Hey, speaking of scams and shams, what the heck's going on at Barclays, right? I have some reading to do, but the Wall Street Journal headlines are talking about key interest rate manipulation. Folks resigning, blah, blah, blah. So there you go. Yeah, anything involved with that? Yeah, I'm not buying that either. You just don't know. So I saw this local story in Sacramento, and there's a community just south of Sacramento called Elk Grove. Listen to this. Elk Grove police arrested a father for drunken driving who said allowed his 10-year-old daughter to drive the vehicle while seated on his lap. That's right, it's that time of year. Isn't that crazy? I mean, the guy's he's aware enough that he knows he shouldn't be driving, but he lets his 10-year-old kid drive while sitting on his lap, which I don't know. You think you're making a good decision, but it turns out to be a bad decision. I don't know. That's just horrible. I just can't believe it. Anyways, you see that story every once in a while about some kid driving his parents home from the bar or, I don't know, wherever. Okay, let's take a look at anything else. Take a look at the after hours real quick. I mean, what's going on in after hours? Anything? Auto sales came in stronger than expected, too, it looks like. Apple. What's going on with Apple? Apple's up to $599 a share, by the way. I don't know if you're paying attention. It was up $6.89 today. I haven't been paying attention, I guess. Not close enough. Isn't that crazy? Apple. Because, Apple, I'm going to take a look at the 6-month chart on Apple right here. Because it's been kind of in a, it seemed like a trading range, right, in the 500s. Not really doing nothing. And, of course, they have earnings coming out. Is it next week? So could this be momentum heading into their earnings? Or do they have an event? I don't even know. And of course, my news isn't coming up, so we'll never know. Anyways, I think they have some kind of event coming up on the 11th, so you wonder if folks are trying to get in before that. Oh, earnings date is the 16th. Okay, maybe it's not the 11th. The 16th of July is their next earnings date. So, remember last time before earnings, the stock was kind of tanking into earnings? That looked to me, and I actually played that. I bought it. This time, the stock looks to be rallying into earnings. So I wonder if it's going to be a sell the news kind of event because they don't have any new products coming out for a little while. And once again, we're going to get into the Apple cycle where, once the initial event of a new release of iPads and iPhones come out, things kind of die off until the next release, right? So I wonder if they're going to come in and say that sales have slowed. Rim says that they're a Rim CEO says BlackBerry maker not in a death spiral. You want to bet? You want to bet? I think they are. Just my opinion. Facebook. Facebook kind of came off the bottom too. It's up again. It's up to $31.20, not closing at the high of the day. So that's one I'm also avoiding. I'm thinking about there's going to be a lot of supply coming on the market when the insiders can sell their shares. What happened on this day in history? Let's go to the 1700s. In 1775, George Washington takes command of the Continental Army at Cambridge, Massachusetts. More recent times. I know. Official opening of Bangkok subway system in 2004. Remember 1997, Mississippi became the first state to settle the tobacco suit. Remember that? Tobacco stocks are just getting crushed then, right? That would have been a great time to buy. I remember Philip Morris was trading at $20, and that was before the spinoff of Philip Morris. I mean, Altria was trading at $20, right? Or it was Philip Morris then, now they're Altria. You know what I mean? $20. Now it's at what, 30 something, and PM is at what, 80 something? You would have made a fortune if you would have bought that. Unbelievable. Let's see. Peter Sampras won the 108th Wimbledon in 1994 as well. Steffi Graf in 1993 won the Wimbledon women's. She beat Novotna. I can't remember the first name. Let's go back. Members of Two Live Crew formally charged with obscenity in Florida, 1990. The movie Batman, 1989, set record of quickest $100 million, 10 days. Remember that? Batman, Jack Nicholson, Michael Keaton, right? All right, that's let's take a look at today's birthdays. Let's just scroll down to recent birthdays. What do you think? 1960-ish and belong. Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise was born 1962. So that makes him what? 40, duh, easy math. 50 years old. He's 50 years old. And Katie Holmes is 33. So that was a it was nice while it lasted, right? I'm sure you'll find another youngin'. Boy, a lot of sports guys. Let's see. Shawnee Smith, American actress, 1970. What was she in? All right, well, hey, it is the day before the 4th of July. I know there's a lot of celebrations going on tonight, so be safe and sane. Also tomorrow night, so I hope you're having a great one. And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at musicalley.com. This is The Idiot Show with Rob Skane. See ya!
Yes is no. Status quo. Up is down. Chase your tail around. It's an idiot show. An idiot show. In is out. Whisper is a shout. Dark is light. I never got it right.